Okay, looks like we have more Zoomer. Well, I was about to say we have more Zoomers than people here, but now we have more people in the room. Okay, once again, it's Thanksgiving, and once again, we're up against the most popular session of the Agudah Convention, but the Q&A. But thanks for those who are with us, and others can hear the recording later. As we're approaching Hanukkah, I thought we'd discuss a Hanukkah sugya this evening. As we noted in the past, many of the details of Hadlakas Neiros Hanukkah are confusing. The Zman Hadlaka is confusing. Whose Malak under certain circumstances is confusing, where your Malak is confusing. So we've discussed some of these confusing topics in the past, but tonight we'll talk about the Din of Achsanai, a guest in Neiros Hanukkah, and see if we can try to parse through some of the confusion in that sukkah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Sheshes, Achsanai Chayiv in Ner Chanukah. A guest is Chayiv in the midst of Ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Zeira, Mei Reish, Ki Havina Bei Rav, Nishtatafna Bepriti, Bahadei Ushpiza. Originally, when I was spending time in the house of Rav, I wasn't in my own home. I'd be mishtatef b'pruta. I would contribute a coin towards the host, and that would be my way of fulfilling the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Barsid dinasivi issa. After I married Amina, I said hashtavadi lo tzvich. I don't have to do that anymore. The kamadlika yalai v'go b'sai, because they're lighting on my behalf back at home. Says Rashi, barsid dinasivi. Apparently, Rashi is bothered by the fact if you're married, then why aren't you home for Hanukkah? So the only possible excuse for not being home for Hanukkah would be he was out learning Torah elsewhere. But be that as it may, the Gemara here seems to indicate that when it comes to an Achsanai, there are two possible tracks of Mitzvah Ner Hanukkah. Either what is mishtatef b'pruta, one contributes a pruta towards the hadlok expenses of the balabayas, or a person is included in the hadlokah done on his behalf by his wife at home. So let's talk about track number two first, and then I'll go back to track number one. So mechaber paskins taf resh ayin zayin seif aleph achsanai she'ema likan ala bebeso tzarech la'aseis pruta labalabayas, etc. So Achsanai, for whom they don't light on his behalf at home, then you have to be mishtatef b'pruta. So it sounds like the preferable option, if you have someone lighting your behalf at home, that is a better way of doing so. It's only if that's not an option that we default to being mishtatef b'pruta. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains there, Sivkatan Beis. Ki midina kishe ishto amad lekas ner hachanukah hu yotzei dechavasa ba'ad. If your wife is lighting at home, then you are yotzei your chiyuv through her lighting, ashehu b'makom rachok mibeso, even if you are far away. Ve'eino tzarech shuv l'shtatef afilu b'pruta. There's no need for any further action. There's no need to be mishtatef b'pruta. That's what's reflected as well in a siman earlier, tafresh ayin vav sif gimel. There the mechaber writes, Mishalo hidlik ve'eino asid lahadlik ba'oso laila. If a person didn't light, and he's not going to light that night, the gam ema likin lav esel beiso, they're not lighting in his behalf at home, then you have a din of birchas haroeh. You recite the bracha of she'asa nisim upon the sight of a Ner Chanukah, where you're not going to be lighting on your own, and no one's lighting in their behalf. So that's the Mishnah Berurah there. I'm sorry. Then the mechaber continues. If you recite a Shachianu the first night where you weren't Malik, you don't recite Shachianu again later on, even if you are going to be Malik for the first time on a subsequent night of Chanukah. You don't recite Shachianu again because you recited on the first night. But if the first night you didn't say any brachas because you were relying on your wife lighting at home, that if your wife is lighting for you at home, on your behalf at home, it's as if you lit on your own. So then there's no need for a subsequent Shachianu, even if you didn't recite Shachianu the first night, and you're going to be lighting on your own the second night, because your wife's Shachianu covers that mitzvah on your behalf. What happens in a situation where you have a wife at home, you are traveling, and you're in different time zones, such that the time that your wife is being madlik is not the time of your chiyuv wherever you find yourself? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Halicha Shlomo as saying that he was under the impression that doesn't make a difference. So even if you're in a different time zone, given that the mitzvah is a chovas habayis, so if in your bayis someone is lighting on your behalf, whatever time that may be, there is no need for any further action on the part of the Baal HaBayis. If your wife is lighting for you at home in Eretz Yisrael, you're an American, it's the middle of the afternoon here, and she's lighting at night, Shlomo Zalman thought that was sufficient, no further action required. I believe most poskim don't accept that. Most poskim assume, like the Medayin Weiss discusses, Minchas Yitzchak Chelek Zayin Simen Mem Vav, where he was asked by Rabbi Gedalia Felder of Toronto, a situation where this time zone issues, husband was in Toronto, and the wife is in Europe, and the wife is lighting at home. But when the wife's lighting at home in Europe, it's the middle of the afternoon in Toronto. So Dain Weiss thinks maybe this should be toloi on a question raised by the Sfas Emes there in the Sugya in Bamem Adlikin. Raise the question, is the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah a Chovas HaBayis or a Chovas HaGavra? If it's a Chovas HaBayis, wherever the bayis is, you're Yotze when they light the bayis. If it's a Chovas HaGavra, so you have your own personal chiyuv. It could be someone could be motzi you, but it only makes sense that they're motzi you if it's during a time that you are mechuyev. So to some extent, that's left as an unresolved question. So Dain Weiss thinks that Lemaisa, you should light on your own wherever you are and have kavana that you're not yotze with the lighting of your wife or bimishatet preputa, but you have to cover your bases and at least have some kind of a halakha in the place that you are, because he thinks it's not at all pacha that you be yotze with your wife's halakha if that's taking place at a time that is not this man halakha where you find yourself. We'll get to Brachal Vatala in a couple of minutes. Yeah, so that's the Tumas Sedeshen. That's Mechalok V'chav Rama. We'll talk about that momentarily.
If you're not worried about that issue, yeah. How does it help Brimton have in mind the Nakab Yotze? If it's Chobas Abayas, it's Chobas Abayas.
So if you're convinced that if the way he says love is correct, and you're convinced that it is a Chobas HaBayis, so then you wouldn't do anything, and then you should leave it as is. But because that's not all clear that that's the case, even if it's a Chobas Hadar, doesn't mean that it's a Chobas HaBayis, so then you'd have to cover your bases. Okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman also raises there, or is quoted as raising, is there a need to have kavana that you're madlik on behalf of your husband? The wife's home, the husband's traveling, so does there have to be, the lashon of the Gemara, he points out, is lo tzrichna, the madlikin alai b'go beisai, that they're lighting on my behalf at home. That's how it's called in Shulchan Aruch. So he thinks there's a little mashmos there. They actually have to have kavana b'shas halacha that you're lighting in his behalf. So let's say they didn't have kavana. So Shlomo Zalman leaves that as a tzarachian. If the wife lights at home and the husband's traveling and she does not have kavana to include the husband, is that likuva? Are you still yotze? So he leaves that as a tzarachian lidina.
Right.
What's he has his own chiyuv, which he, which his wife is bimo seyim with. Right. I mean, the setup isn't muchach. You could say that it's a chavas agavra, and still you would say with your wife's a lucky, even if it's in a different time zone. But on the bracha of atala points, that's the tumas hadeshen.
Let me just ask one quick question. What is his bias? Is this his bias where he always lives 364 days a year, or where he's living today?
Good. So we'll hopefully get to some of that in the next few minutes.
It could be that.
I think you just froze. Okay. So the Chumas Hadeshen Siman Kuf Aleph that the Beis Yosef quotes, Ach Sanoi Shehu Nasa Yirasha Yehu Lahalik B'Bracha Chutz HaBeiso Olo. So let's say you have an Ach Sanoi, his wife is at home, his wife is lighting on his behalf, and he wants to light also with the Bracha. Is he allowed to do that? Says the Chumas Hadeshen, Yerod, Yitzarach L'Dakta B'Dar, not so Pashit. Echem Yigdolim Hora V'Nog D'Rasha Lahalik B'Bracha, Afal gav darmina begemar the kevin the nesiva mina hashav idolat zvichna. That means you're not mechuyev. Avali bai matzil halik. You have the right to. You don't have to, but you could. Belavi brachal batala. Davi nami bechal mahadrin. So maybe the ikar din is that your wife is motzi you, but maybe there's still a level of mahadrin that you can light on your own as well, and definitely beside a bracha. There's no telephone, so we have no way of knowing if they're going to remember. Maybe they'll forget to light at home too. So the husband thought the wife's going to light, the wife thought that the husband's going to light, and no one ended up lighting. So that's one position that the Jewish tradition quotes. There's no such mahadrin. We know what mahadrin is, but no one says this is mahadrin. Adkan divrei. That the Gemara tells you what mahadrin is. There's no adding additional neiros somewhere else isn't included in the Gemara's definition of mahadrin. It's in your home, mahadrin is. Etc. That's all in your home setting. But to light an additional lakah when you're in Afsanai, in addition to what's lit at home, Gemara doesn't call that mahadrin. The Jumas Hadeshen is noted to the first position and thinks that there's no problem with Brachal Batala, and you're allowed to light on your own if you wish to do so. Beis Yosef argues, Beis Yosef thinks that it is a Brachal Batala. The Mechaber does not quote this Jumas Hadeshen. And the Rama does. The Rama in Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Se'if Gimel says that if you want to be machmir the way he quotes it, he formulates it in Rosh Lahachmir Latzmo Lahachmir Latzmo Malakim Varech Aleim V'cheino again. Says the Mishabur Tesvav after Medina Pater Lahadlik in Malikim Alav Beisa in Malikim Alav Beisa become Malkom in Rosh Lahachmir Latzmo Lahachmir Latzmo Rashi. Mishmaru says that you're safe if you're going to have in mind not to be yotze with your wife's hadlaka, because then there's definitely a makom chiyuv, and there's no concern of a bracha levatala. And then in Tesvav, he references the other opinion that no lav kol kamine to say any rosa lessons v'shel ishti, and then you should be malik if you're going to be malik below bracha. V'ah devaday ein limchas v'adanogin levarich achrei dahar be'achronim v'skima levarich mikamakam tov yoser lahadir l'shmoar brachas mipi acher v'yana amein v'yalak ne'rosav. Oh. Yira l'shar l'hadlik nerosu l'varach aleim z'man ma kodim shemalekas ishto b'beiso d'haynu shi'i malekas achar marav k'minag olam v'yadlik kodim marav. So the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Rambam is pretty convinced that you can light on your own and recite a bracha, we're not worried about bracha levatala, But the Mishnah Berurah says he should be choshesh for the other opinion that maybe there's a chashash bracha levatala, and either light without a bracha, or listen to someone else's bracha, or if you're going to light with a bracha, make sure you light before your wife lights, and then he thinks you're definitely safe. Okay. Fine. So that's as far as Ishto Malik Bebeso. Just parenthetically, Rav Avadia quotes in Yechavadas, Chelak Vav Simen Mem Gimel, Chelak Vav Simen Mem Gimel, Alash and the Malk Zavitri, the way most Rishonim have it, the way it sounds like from the Gemara, is that we're talking about where your wife lights on your behalf at home. What if someone else lights on your behalf at home? So there's a lashon in the Machzor Vitri that Rav Avadia quotes that an achsanai doesn't have to be shatir bruta and miyodeya sheishto o aviv v'imo malika b'mkoma, that either your wife or your parents are lighting in your behalf. So Machzor Vitri has a lashon of parents also. That fits into Rav Avadia's position and the position of popular among Sephardi poskim, partially because of the psak and the machaber about what mahadrin is, and only one person lights in a home in general. L'chachila. So the psak of Sephardi posting about yeshiva bacharim, that they should not light in yeshiva and rely on their parents lighting at home, are definitely not to light with a bracha. So that lashon of avivima supports that position. Okay.
If it's your son lighting
at home on your behalf instead of your wife, so that may work.
Why
do you choose
people that are running the household?
Left out. I'm sorry?
I was on flight with a big thing.
Yeah.
First, I said my son's flight.
Right, so I think Lemaisa, that is what we assume, that any household member could light, but you have to figure out if that fits according to everyone, meaning is this just a function, if you just read the Gemara, you might get the impression this is a function of Ishta Kugufa, which is a Neres Chanukah halacha. In practice, folks can assume that others can light, other members of the house could light also on your behalf, but I guess I have to figure out if that fits where that fits. Okay. So moving on to part two, which is the Mishate Pepruta option. Shuvas HaRashba Chelek Aleph Simen Tav Kuf Mem Beis Gam Misha Ochel Al Shulchan Baal HaBayis Afilu Shoche BeBayis Bifnei Atzmo Eino Tzarech Hadlaka. So if someone is eating at someone else's house, when someone is being supported by or has his meals at someone else's house, even if he has his own lodging quarters, he doesn't have to light independently. But he has to be mishtatef in the lighting, or either he's mishtatef by giving something to the balabas, or the balabas is makna a chelek in the lighting materials to this guest or boarder. This is different than the din of the chsanai who has a wife at home, where they're lighting at his behalf. Aval zeh, this guy who doesn't have a wife at home, tzarechu lahadle kach chsanai she'en lo bayis b'makam acher, tzarech lashatufei b'prite. So he is b'chuyev in alaka. So the way he is malik is by b'mishatev b'pruta. So again, the lashon here was that either he's mishatev or the baal bayis is makna. So the Magen Avraham understands here in Sifkat and Aleph that the Baal Bayis has to actually add extra shemen on behalf of this guest. It's not enough to give him a pruta or give him money to have a share in some of the shemen upsilos, but you actually have to add extra shemen on behalf of the achsanai. Pimagadu says that's a machlokas achronim. He also notes, he says the prechadosh, it sounds like you don't have to add anything. You just have to give him a coin and be mishtatef in the cost of the material, but he doesn't have to add material on your behalf. And he goes in the Eliyahu Rabbah that you actually have to add shemen kashir chatisha, that if the shear for halakha has to last for a half hour, so then if someone else would be mishtatef in your halakha, then now it has to last for an extra half hour. Shlomo Zalman wonders why should that be, especially if you assume that that's the shear. Right, exactly, right. So according to the Rambam, Shlomo Zalman says that makes doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? But the Pirkei Avot question is from Eliyahu Rabbah. You have to actually add additional a half hour's worth of additional oil. Now the lashon in the Gemara lefanenu is priti. Priti is coins plural. The Meiri has pruta. It sounds like a single pruta. So if it's a single pruta probably wouldn't cover your half hour additional oil unless oil is very cheap. So that it may depend. If you could say, if you're to say such a thing, presumably you have to read in the Gemara that it's priti, which is what we have, and not pruta like the Meiri. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Tzivkatan Gimel, doesn't have to pay for half of the cost. Just give a single pruta. They said, and then he quotes the Achronim that say you have to give more. So the Achronim are bothered about the mechanics of mishate per pruta, because we assume Dvar Torah Mos Konas. On a Torah level, you can be kona something by giving a pruta. But midar abanam, there are other forms of kinyan that are necessary to affect the kinyan, and midar abanam those aren't kona. So you just give a pruta, that doesn't affect a kinyan in practice. Ravazna discusses this, Shevet Alevi, Chelik Aleph, Simen, Nun Aleph. He discusses maybe we're operating with a kind of kinyan odisa, which is just a Odisa may be a form of situmta, an acknowledgement that there is a transfer going on, even if there's no more formal halacha kinyan. In the Pardes Yosef HaChadash, he quotes some achronim who say there is precedent, or point out there is precedent, that we are mokim adina deraisa sometimes, the tzarech mitzvah, that even though in general we require other forms of kinyan, but in certain mitzvah contexts, we're milking the din adin Torah to say the most konos. So, for example, in Chosha Mishpat, Simen Kufsadi Tes, Sif Gimel, Kufsadi Tes, Sif Gimel, the Ramah writes, Yesh Mishakasa, do adin, I know sin most, like Yain Lakiddish, Bear Shabbos, the Kana, the Chol Ki Agavna, me did the Reim al din Torah. So, sometimes when there's a Tzorach Mitzvah, we allow you to use a Kinyan most that otherwise would be ineffective in practice. The Mishbura writes in Hilchos, Mishabrua Berlacha Simon Tafresh Nunvav, Yibra Maskal the Ayain at the end of the Simon. He says that should be true for an Esrog also. That if you're buying an Esrog for purpose of a mitzvah, so then maybe Kinyan Mos would be effective. That's relevant to Chazar if you only give money, but don't do a Hagbah, or if you don't do a Maisa, other Maisa Kinyan, you don't do Hagbah, so then maybe you can't be Chozer. Because in practice, the Kinyan Mos is effective for Tzorachei Mitzvah. Could be relevant for Lachem also, that would be enough to create a Lachem. And Simen Kuf Sadi Chesif Hei, Kuf Sadi Chesif Hei, the fact that a Tnai works, at least according to the Ramah there, that if you make a Tanai that Mos will be Kona, that's effective. Shach argues, but at least the Ramah there thinks that a Tanai would allow you to be Mokim it Adin Daraisa. Fine. But the Rishon Zalman is quoting Elikha Shlomo saying that it could be all of this is too formal. That when we talk about Bimishatev Perpruta, it doesn't mean that you're actually becoming Bailam on the Shaman. It doesn't mean that you're becoming a part owner of the material for the Aloka. It's not a formal Hishtatvus, a formal Bailus. It's just that you are indicating, because after all, he says, no Din Lachem. It's not like you have to own it. It's not an Esrog. So you're just indicating that you are that you are joining in order to fulfill the mitzvah as if you're one of the members of the household. So you're not, to get to this, we're running out of time, but hopefully in a minute, in order to be Yotze with the Baal Bayis, you have to be one of the Bnei Bayis. So the way you're indicating that when you're one of the Bnei Bayis is through this Hishtatvus Bepruta, but you're not becoming a Bailim in the Shemen, so maybe you don't require, he doesn't say this in this context, maybe you don't require the same kind of formal formal Kenyanim. To that final point, let's try to wrap up. So Rav Schechter points out, he quotes the rabbis having said this, Rabbi Bloy in the Chovas Adar. Chovas Adar is most popular because most of it is on Hilchas Mezuzah, but he has three Chovas Adars. He has a little section on Erev Shabbos and Erev Chanukah as well. So he points out this actually in Machlokes Rishonim. But the way Rav Schechter says it from the Rav, and this is printed in Bikvei Atzon, Simen Kaf, is that the Chiddush of Achsanoi is what's the Havamina that Achsanoi should be Pater, that if you're a guest in someone's house, so you're totally Mufka from the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. So he quotes in the Rav, the Chiddush of Achsanoi is that, yeah, you might have thought that the Achsanoi is totally Pater from Neiris Chanukah because he has no house. It's a Chovas Adar, you have to have, Chovas Bayis, sorry. You have to have a house. If you don't have a house, then you're totally Pater. Rabbi Bloy points out that's what the Ran says. The Ran al Rif, Daf Yudam and Al Padape Rif, Amrav Sheshes, Achsanai, Achsanya, Oreach, Afa Pisha Elo Bayis, is still Chayiv, to Mishata Perputa, the Lotema, Din Ner Chanaka, Kedin Mezuzah, the Kol Misha Elo Bayis, Pater Mezuzah. Yeah, you talk would have thought that just like Mezuzah is a Chavas Adar, if you don't have a house, you're Pater Mezuzah. So Chanukah is the Chovas Habayis. If you don't own the house, and you're part of the Neiris Chanukah. That's the Chiddush V'Achsanai. No, you're Chayiv, and the way to fulfill your Chayiv is through being Mishtati Perputa or having someone be Malik on your behalf. Rabbi Bloy points out, the Rush does not say that. The Rush, Perek Beis HaMilches, Amar Rav Sheshes Achsanai Chayiv B'Neir Chanukah V'Eino Yosef B'Neir Shabbal Habayis D'Lo Havi B'Chlal Ish V'Ishto. So you would have thought that he's, there's no havamina that you're putter. The havamina would be that you're yotze with the hadlaka of the Baal Bayis without doing anything. That if you're a guest in someone else's house, some mela, you're considered to be part of his household. So kamash malan, that's not true. That achsanai is a separate halacha, and that requires being mishtatev repruta. But the way Rav Schechter presents it from the Rav, going with the first mahalach, is that, so you would have thought that an achsanai is totally putter. The Chiddush is that this is the way of creating a Chiyuv. But there's no option, the Rav explained, of being Malik on your own. You know, this isn't your house. So it's not Shayach for you to light candles on your own, even if you wanted to. So the only way you could join the mitzvah is by being Mishata Reputa. That's against what the Mishnah Berurah passes. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel says that it's better that Mishata Reputa is if there's no other option. But all things being equal, if you're able to light on your own, so that even if you're a guest in someone else's house, better to light on your own. And the Rav thought, no, that the din of Achsanai is that L'chachila, the only way of doing anything is be Mishata Reputa, because you have no shaykhs to this house. It's not, you're not Bailam at all to light here. Rabbi Willick suggested you could have your cake and eat it too. So now you become you're considered to be from the Bnei Abayis. By being Mishtativ in the Shemen, so you are considered to be one of the Bnei Abayis. That's how you become one of the Bnei Abayis, Le'inyan Erev Chanukah. But that's the only way of doing it. So Rabbi Willing said the best thing to do to be Yosei Holidays would be Yishuv Mishata Reputa, light on your own, but don't say your own brachos and be Yosei the brachos of the Baal Bayis. That way you fulfill the Mishnah Berurah's recommendation and you're also not running to any brachos with dollar problem. You're also Mishata Reputa if you need to be Mishata Reputa. We're out of time. Rishakta's other Chiddush, which he talks about there briefly, is that he thinks the whole dinner based on a pre Chadash, which I have in the Marmar Kamos. He thinks the whole din of Achsanai and Chanukah is only if your mom is staying at the place where you're staying for the entirety of Chanukah. Just like the din of Achsanai, you know, because Erevin is 30 days, The din of Achsanai here is 8 days. So if you're somewhere local, your house is, you live in the vicinity, but you're staying in someone else's house for a few days, and in theory, you can go back to your house and light, so then there's no din of Achsanai, because your makom dira is really your house, which is accessible. You're just deciding to stay with someone else for a few days, and then that the din of Achsanai would not apply in that situation. Then you should light it home. So if you're going, I don't know if he means this way, if you're going out of town, mamish, right? So if you're in the vicinity, meaning it's shy to go back to your house.
Right, so he would say that it's possible to wait for a day, not to the town for a day.
So if you're away for a day, but it's not shy to light in your house, I'm not sure. Okay, we'll stop here.
What is the Finnish case talking about there? Like, why was it the king in the town? That's my real.